You're listening to SBS News.
Manoj Rathod moved to Sydney from India last year to train as a chef. For him, it was a dream come true. But since the coronavirus pandemic, he has lost his job and can't return to India because of border restrictions.
Everybody has came here with like dreams and everyone. So everybody's like broken now. If I don't get job here or I can't be able to extend my visa, that will be most biggest problem for me.
For Sarab Sanam, also from India, it's a similar tale. He was also stood down from his job as an intern chef last Monday and is left facing the prospect of not being able to pay rent, expenses or a flight back home.
Again, I have to raise some funds from somewhere like friends or anything like. So this is right now is really hard time.
Temporary visa holders like Mr. Rathod and Mr. Sanam say they've been forgotten in the government's stimulus and protection packages to help those struggling during the economic crisis. The federal government's JobKeeper allowance announced yesterday doesn't apply to workers on temporary visas except for those from New Zealand.
There are about 500,000 people out there in the community who are on temporary visas who face the prospect of losing their jobs. Unfortunately, those people are not eligible for any other welfare payments and they don't have any other safety net. If this package, the JobKeeper package, does not extend to those people, they face the prospect of losing their livelihoods.
Andrew Giles, the Shadow Minister for Multicultural Affairs, says the federal government should outline what support it has provided to temporary visa holders trapped in Australia.
At the moment, all these people are left in the dark, and that's why it's so important that the Morrison government, which has the power to fix this problem, gets ahead and put in place a plan.
The federal government told SBS News a special benefit may be available for some temporary visa holders who face significant financial hardship for reasons beyond their control. It's also urging non-citizens to ensure they apply for a new visa before their current visa expires. For Mr. Rathod, he says he doesn't qualify for the benefit, but holds onto the hope that some other help will come soon.
I can say like we are helpless now, but just still supporting friends and like support from family, like mentally support from family. That's the only thing which keep us like to keep going.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.